of me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will you do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Maybe you think of me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will I do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again.
So, folks, you're listening to The Hangman on Radio Free Brooklyn. I had like a bit of a hiccup at the beginning of the show because I forgot to turn the headphone volume up, so I didn't realize that the song was actually playing. So if you heard me being like, what? At the beginning of that song, well, that's why, because I am stupid and I don't know how to do the thing that I'm here to do. So anyway, that was the Ink Spots. The song was called Maybe. If you're not familiar with the show, and why would you be? The show is called The Hangman. Every week, I get my tarot read. Moira does her thing, and she tells me what to do. Well, the cards really tell me what to do, really. It's not really Moira, it's the cards. Those of you who are not familiar with The Hangman might not know this. And by The Hangman, I mean myself, because I basically assume that the only people who listen to this show are people who know me personally. So, if you don't know me personally, then you might not know this, but here's the thing about those of us here at the Hangman LLC. There are nights, there are times, there are days, there are weeks, there are months, there are even years where we just don't want to talk to anyone at all, ever. We get in black moods and we just desperately want to do anything but talk. So I'm afraid tonight's episode of The Hangman is going to be one of those episodes where I just don't really say anything, because honestly, there's nothing I would rather do than not talk. So that's where we're at right now. The cards tonight are the Six of Cups, the Ace of Wands, and the Hermit. And I'm not going to say anything more about that. Moira had a whole thing. Moira thinks I'm depressed, honestly. And I don't know, you know? That's what, so says Moira, you know? But I don't go by what she says. That song was, like I said, that song was by the Ink Spots. I don't know if you watch Watchmen. I was a big fan of the Watchmen show. When I was a kid, I read the Watchmen comic and I loved it, obviously. It's still really good. I don't think it's as good as I thought it was when I was a kid. But I'm a big fan of the Watchmen TV show. I think it did a really good job of like expanding upon the themes of the original comic. I also think it did a really good job of making it relevant to our current situation where we are literally engulfed in white supremacy at every fucking turn. Literally, there's no part of your... If you're living in America right now, or probably in the world, really, when you get right down to it, there's no part of your life that is not currently affected by white supremacy. And I think that if you don't realize that, then hopefully, maybe, if you watched Watchmen, which is a television show on HBO, maybe that helped you realize, if you weren't already aware, that literally every single moment of your life is engulfed in white supremacy. So anyway, that's me doing my thing tonight. So if you're following along on Instagram, because I did like an Instagram live thing, I'm about to go offline, but you can continue listening if you feel like it. And why would you? This is obviously going to be a disaster. This is a tire fire waiting to happen. You can go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com or listen on the Radio Free Brooklyn app. And then who knows what'll happen, honestly. This song is part of a set that's coming up. It's all about nostalgia, the allure of it, and the pitfalls of it. And it's called Living in the Past. And it was featured on the show Watchmen, which is why I started talking about the show Watchmen. Also, the Ink Spots, who, that was the first song, they're also prominently featured in the show Watchmen. Anyway, if you haven't watched Watchmen, I would encourage you to like steal somebody's HBO Now subscription or whatever and like give it a watch, because it's real a watch. But I don't know, it's really good. And even if you don't like superheroes, which I increasingly do not, although the Immortal Hulk comic is really good, if you haven't checked that out. All right, anyway, we're going to listen to Witch. The song is called Living in the Past. I hope you're all having a lovely Tuesday. I'm not. But that's a story for another time. So let's just go. I'm
Thank you. special things to do. Me, I'm through. I know it's alright.
Love. involvement. Discard new litanies. Deride conventions. Your neck is growing. Oh, only humans carry their fast around, their past around. Implode into reality.
Don't drive. Don't sleep. Don't lie.
Collage your memories faster.
The blood.
I'll be good. When I'm still, but when I meet you. Pictureless memories dissolve in a panic. Motif, the one can see oneself in a mold that can be different. Where the all boys and girls dead. Two, the one can see oneself in the world. It can be different. And a fiddle. And a hook. And a down.
Shut up.
And a fiddle. And a up. And a down.
The lie.
Boys and the dead too are armed like the abdominizers and private investigators looking for a cheap coffee, hunting out lammers. Just buying a drink. Wanna be my one lover?
Who knows?
Thank you. Hurry home, hurry home, hurry home. Hurry home. Hurry home. Home. Be home. Be home. Home.
All right, folks, you're listening to The Hangman on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Hector, and I am going to tell you a little bit about what you've been listening to. As soon as I get, like, the volume down to a reasonable level. So, you've been hearing, that was No Nazi's Friend by The Dicks. This whole last set has been a lot about nostalgia and, the pitfalls of it. And to me, there's no greater pitfall of nostalgia than fascism. So obviously, No Nazi's Friend by The Dicks is a pretty important, a pretty good song to play in that context. Prior to that was The Fog with Cardinal Heart off the album Either Teeth. The Fall, my favorite band, in case you didn't know, with The Past number 2. Wire. I played a bunch of bands that got back together after breaking up. Wire with Cactus. That's a new single. They've got a new album coming out. Missioner Burma with The Setup off of their first album after they came back, On Off On. Pavement with Strings of Nashville prior to that. And I started that set off with Witch. That song was called Living in the Past. So anyway, yeah, I was talking a lot about Watchmen earlier, and that was like kind of my thing there. Anyway, so we've got a lot more coming up, although we don't have a ton of time. I used up a lot of time at the beginning of the show, so we're just going to keep going, and we're going to see where it ends. This song is by the Jesus Lizard, and it's called The Associate. Like I said, I'm not super into talking tonight because I'm in a really, 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 really bad mood tonight. So, I don't want to talk to anybody, but I'm talking to you. And isn't that the most important thing? This is The Hangman on Radio Free Brooklyn.
My eyes. visions of sugared pastry, cooked up in clarified butter. I try to turn my visions into prayers, but I build my castle way high up in the air. Yeah, I came to the gates of the fabled pink city, hungry and tired and cold. Swing on, sweet chariot, chrome tailpipe shining bright as spun gold. Brothers picked me up out of the rushes, handed me into the company of evil men, but I inched my way down the eastern seaboard. I am coming to Atlanta again. Yeah, I came to the gates of the fabled pink city, hungry and tired and mad as all hell. Swing low, sweet jewel encrusted cherry, make me young again. I am the killer dressed in pilgrim's clothing. I'm the hard to find stations on the AM band. I am the white sky high over Tripoli. To the fabled pink city, hungry and tired, alone. Swing low, sweet, sweet, sweet chair, coming for to carry me home.
I guess I have to talk some more. I think I mentioned earlier that... No, I know I mentioned earlier. Because we're almost 45 minutes into the show, so we don't have much time left. I'm in a bad place right now, and I don't want to talk. So we've just been kind of letting the show go. We here at the Hangman LLC... This is our last show of the year, by the way. So if you were hoping for new The Hanged Man content for the last 2 weeks of the year, I'm sorry, but you're out of luck. New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve are off the table because I'm not going to be here. I am going to be in New York, but I just don't want to be here. It's not that I don't love doing the show, because I do. It's literally the only thing I love in the entire world. That maybe sounds like a joke, but it's not. There's literally nothing I love more than doing this radio show. So, that gives you a fun little glimpse into my life. And it also gives me a nice segue into what I'm about to tell you. Because Radio Free Brooklyn's Drive to 5 fundraising campaign is well underway. In May, RFB turns 5 years old, and we need to raise $25,000 so we can continue bringing you commercial-free independent radio for another 5 years, because we think raising money should be fun. Each month, we'll be bringing listeners fun challenges with some great prizes. The first is a trivia quiz to find out just how well you know RFB. The top five scorers will win a limited edition 5-year RFB t-shirt. So you should go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. for more information about that, because you could maybe still win a 5-year anniversary Radio Free Brooklyn t-shirt. And I've seen the t-shirts. They're fucking cool. I apologize for cursing on the air, but that's what it is. You know, they're pretty cool. You can also dial 718-673-8201. Leave us a message. Let us know why you love RFB. Or just wish us a happy birthday. Just be like, hey, Radio Free Brooklyn. Happy birthday, motherfuckers. Your message might be played on the air. So, I mean, if you're down with, hey, Radio Free Brooklyn, happy birthday, motherfuckers, being on the air, then by all means. So, the reason why you should support this, by the way, is that we're providing a free and open platform to our community, and we promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you, so every dollar helps us stay on the air. Pledge whatever you can. Every dollar helps us stay on the air, like I said. Support independent community media. Contributions are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. So, you know, throw us a bone. Monthly pledge or one-time donation at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. And also, I mean, I know you love sitting in front of your computer and listening to the radio, but if you don't, if you're like looking to like find a, if you're looking for a way to not do that, we have an app. So it's free, obviously. It's on iPhone and Android. It's available in the App Store for iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android. And also, while I have you here talking about stuff, our monthly newsletter has the latest news about new programming and upcoming Radio Free Brooklyn events. So if you want to sign up for that, which you should, I'm signed up for that, and I get the newsletter, and I'm grateful for it every time it arrives in my inbox. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And in case you're wondering what I've been talking behind, that song is called Dust of Butterflies, and it's by Cul-de-Sac. And we don't have a lot of time. I've gotten to almost none of the songs that I wanted to play because I'm a fucking chatterbox, and everything I do turns to shit. Anyway, this song is by the Mekons. It's called Big Zombie. All right, let's go. It's actually kind of insane how quickly this hour has gone by. This is the last show of the year for me, so I didn't really... I guess I didn't, like, play... It's funny, because, like, every time I do this show, I'm just like, oh my god, I'm not gonna have enough songs to play. And then I always end up with more songs to play than I mean to have, or than I can get on the air. So, anyway, I gotta, you know, try and wrap this up, like, now. So, you're listening to Jandek right now. The song is called Lavender, and it's off the album You Walk Alone. So we're gonna finish things off, like, in a minute. But before I go for the rest of the year, I just wanna, like, I don't know, I wanna thank everybody who's listened for any of these shows. Like, I don't know. If you've ever listened to this show and thought, you know, this is a good show, or even if you've listened to the show and thought, oh, this show is garbage, thank you very much. I appreciate you tuning in. My name is Hector. This show is called The Hangman. We'll be back next year with the same old bullshit. Have a good night.
So in our love, I'm broken, I feel it, I am. But I know you hear me, you see me, you can. You gotta learn to love me.
Just give me your hand. You gotta